is a Fox News alert. The House is now debating impeaching President Trump again. I'm Dave Anthony.
Today is a sad day for all of us.
Republican Congressman Tom Cole condemned last week's attack on the Capitol, then said this about impeaching President Trump.
Instead of moving forward as a unifying force, the majority in the House is choosing to divide us further.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, 1 week after deadly Capitol riot, emotions are running high as the House takes up one article of impeachment, incitement of insurrection. Democrat Jim McGovern places the blame for the violence squarely on President Trump.
This was not a protest. This was an insurrection. This was a well-organized attack on our country that was incited by Donald Trump.
Democrat Jamie Raskin is serving as lead impeachment manager. A final vote expected today, with some Republicans joining the effort, including third-ranking Republican Liz Cheney. Dave?
Rachel Fox has learned Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell believes the president committed impeachable offenses, but it's not clear when there would be a Senate trial. The Capitol is more secure now inside and out as thousands of National Guard troops protect Washington, and more are coming before Joe Biden's inauguration next week.
We will have no tolerance whatsoever for any attempts to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power on January 20th.
Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen says they've charged 70 people since last week's attack. Now, Rosen posted that on YouTube. Something the president can't do anymore.
YouTube joining the list of big tech firms that have banned the president. The company citing potential violence as the reason. The Google-owned company temporarily blocking President Trump's official channel from uploading anything new.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. The president says big tech is making a catastrophic mistake, dividing people. And New York City will terminate business contracts with the Trump Organization. America's listening to Fox News.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs, and when you partner with a Dell Technologies Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free consultation on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit and big savings on business computers with Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Technologies Advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
I'm Anthony Imparato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from. Made in America or not made at all. And backed by a lifetime guarantee. Order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. Go to henryusa.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you and God bless.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up Your Pickup Truck Store is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
With high pressure hanging around for the rest of the week, the temperature's only getting warmer. 72 this afternoon, near 80 tomorrow, and Friday still sunny, 81 Friday. These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith at the Weather Channel.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program.
All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
We are listening to Chamber Chatter this morning. Well, I guess I'm not listening. I'm talking, aren't I?
Both.
See, it's been an early morning already. I haven't had my coffee yet. But this is Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And as always, this is just the good stuff from the Chamber brought to you by Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And this morning, something near and dear to me we're going to be talking about, because I have a junior in high school, is going to be thinking about his post-secondary education soon. We're going to be talking about Cash for College with the Arizona Community Foundation of Yuma. And this morning we have Cammie Frost with the Arizona Community Foundation of Yuma. Good morning, Cammie.
Good morning, Kimberly. How are you today?
I'm not quite on my game, apparently. I'm like, I needed more coffee this morning. But this is an important topic to me with a junior in high school. So you've been doing this for a long time, the Cash for College. So the event is coming up pretty quick. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, well, Cash for College has been going on for about 6 years. I just recently started with ACS. So I started back in August, and I'm the philanthropic coordinator here, and I do help with this event specifically. And in the past, again, this has been 6 years of Cash for College, and we've had over 4,000 local families participate over the years. And we first had our first event at AWC, and then it has moved to the Yuma Library, and last year we had it at the Arts Center. And right before COVID became a thing this year, unfortunately, it's going to be virtual to keep everyone safe, and we will definitely miss seeing everyone in person.
Right, of course. Now, it's called Cash for College, but it doesn't have to be for college, correct?
Well, it is for college, technical schools, and it's not necessarily for anybody who's full-time. It can be for somebody who's part-time, so that's a big misconception, I think, a lot of the time.
And it's my understanding it can also be, like, I'm thinking, because I have a junior in high school, so, you know, next year it's something we would definitely want to look into. Mm-hmm. But Russ over here, he's being quiet this morning. You don't had your coffee either? Oh, he's already on their website or on Facebook looking it up. But let's say Russ wants to go back to school. Can he get a scholarship or cash for college as well? He thumbs up over there.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I encourage anybody who is looking to go back to college. Most of the scholarships, though, are for students that are coming out of high school. But there are other scholarships. There's over 100 opportunities throughout of the different organizations that we have that have created scholarships.
Right, and some of them I know are very specific. Like, I know that Yuma High School has one that's, like, specific to them.
Correct.
And so can you tell us a little bit more about that, you know, give us an example of a couple of those in case there's any parents out there that want to know about them?
Yeah, absolutely. We have some that are, like, from Yuma High, there's nursing scholarships for females. COFA High, there's an aviation scholarship. Antelope High School has construction scholarship. We also have scholarships for San Luis High School. And there's just lots of different scholarships that are available.
Exactly. And so my understanding, you know, I'm new too, okay? So, hey, they trusted two newbies on the radio this morning. I don't know what the deal is because, you know, I didn't start the chamber till September. So, Russ, you're going to have to guide us today. Russ is our old pro here in the station. So, you know, I'm not familiar with it at all, the event. So it's my understanding, how does the event work? We'll be listening to hear about all the different scholarships available, or how exactly does it work?
Yeah, well, I think for most people, when you're applying for a scholarship, it's just very scary. First off, it's scary. It's exciting to know that you're going to college, and that that opportunity even exists. But then it's, you know, then it's all that overwhelming of how are we going to pay for that?
Mm-hmm.
And then trying to go online and then research all these different scholarships and things that are available and if you qualify and just all the prerequisites. What we're going to be doing on January 26th, Tuesday at 5 o'clock, we're encouraging people to register online. And what we'll be going over is just how to actually fill out our scholarship application. We're going to step you through it. We have a scholarship team that will actually be online and showing you step by step and just giving you tips on how to write a successful application. Because the way our scholarship works, it's kind of unique. It's the only one in the in Arizona, that where you fill out one application right. and then it feeds into 100 opportunities.
So it's a universal application for many of them?
Yes. And so it's very critical on the wording in your writing and your grammar and what you're putting in there.
So do you have checkers?
Do we have checkers?
Do you check the work before it gets sent off?
We don't. So that's the importance.
Man.
Yeah, that's one of the things for a student to
parents need to get involved.
So I was going to say, so Russ, when you finish your essay, you're going to have to come to this format.
I will.
You know, my student teaching was in English, so...
Was it? Well, it wasn't that long ago. I mean, my son used to be in high school, back before he became an old guy. But he's like 30-something now. But I remember him in high school, and we had applications to fill out for the Air Force Academy was where we was headed. But he wasn't capable of actually having the thought process to really do a thorough job on all that. So there was some tutoring that needed to be done, and what we couldn't do as a family. If there was something, you know, we helped him with access to those that could.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Well, and same thing with my kid. I mean, you know, my poor kid had a, you know, former English teacher. Well, I mean, I taught special ed, but my student teaching was English and reading. So, you know, my poor kid, he actually just had to take a pre-assessment for his English class. And, you know, one of the things was identify the participle in the sentence. And he's looking at me, I do not know what a participle is. And I'm just shaking my head because, of course, that was drilled into my head years ago. I still remember what it is, but...
I got to look that one up.
Yeah, exactly. So there is an essay component, apparently, as we've got to, you know, talk about that.
Well, there's a completion component, because I'm assuming in the application, it's not going to be accepted by somebody if there's something left off that's essential, and they're not going to call necessarily and ask, well, your application's not complete, could you please complete it so I can...
Right.
I can consider you.
Right. Well, that is one of the important steps that they'll be discussing is that how every sentence, you know, every question asked needs to be completed because that's just, you know, it's a system that is going to be, you know, dissecting every word that you're saying in order to know what criteria that they, you know, which scholarship are we going to throw you into that you qualify for.
I've been on the scholarship committee for the Caballeros de Yuma, and, you know, I've read hundreds of applications, and it's amazing how many are just... incomplete, just simple.
Yeah.
Not taking the time, so I didn't take time to read it. But
I actually was on a scholarship. I was on a committee too, choosing, and it actually made it so we could narrow down. We actually had over 100 applicants for our scholarship. It was relatively small. Only 3 were complete.
Wow.
Guess who got the scholarship? I mean, that's a huge component.
Yeah. So that's what's really important, I think, a good takeaway today is that hopefully parents can accommodate and be there that day to watch the video. And once it's over, they can watch it again later. We will have it recorded. But it is important, you know, that you are very thorough with the application and answering all the questions just to make sure that you're being considered for all the scholarships that you can.
Perfect. And with that, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. I'm Chris Fleming, General Manager. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Cindy Landine. I've been with the station for 30 years. The best part about my job is I'm not tied to my desk. I'm out and about in the Yuma community helping businesses and nonprofit organizations better themselves by achieving their marketing goals.
Apply online at evbroadcasters.com/careers.
Playing Arizona lottery tickets again?
Yeah, the new loaded tickets.
I've heard about those. There's over $37.4 million in cash prizes.
And winnings up to $100,000.
Wow. What would you do with all that cash?
I'd take care of you, our neighborhood. You know, something meaningful.
Meaningful, hmm? So a big screen TV too?
Well, yeah. But with the new Arizona Lottery loaded tickets, there's plenty of prizes to go around.
And we are back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. This is Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. Chamber Chatter, as always, is being brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And this morning, we are talking with Tammy Frost from the Arizona Community Foundation of Yuma, and we're talking about cash for college, although, as we've already brought up, it's not necessarily for college specifically. Everybody thinks college, and they think, you know, doctors, lawyers, and that kind of thing, but we even talked about one of the scholarships is for construction, mm-hmm. and while you can get a degree in construction, it can also be for technical education. So we were kind of talking during the break about whether or not there's an essay component to this scholarship. And we were talking about some really important tips for these students as they're filling out this application. So maybe we should fill in the listeners on exactly kind of what we talked about during the break, about the importance of the what I would call short essay questions.
Yes. It's really important that when you're answering the questions that you're just, again, very thorough and that whatever the question is that is being asked, that you know, your character is coming out, you know, your personality, and that again, grammar is super important when you're filling out these applications. And it's always good to maybe have somebody, maybe you know in your family or maybe a friend or a teacher that could give that application a look over for you.
So for example, like, let's say they said, you know, what career will you be pursuing with after your college education? You wouldn't just say, you know, I want to be the executive director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. Wow, if somebody put that on their application, I would be shocked. But it's an awesome job, but it's certainly not one I considered in high school. But you'd want to put some of the why so that your personality comes through.
Right. Yeah, that you enjoy, you know, engaging with people, you love serving with people. You know, if you have office skills or, you know, you like answering phones, just be very specific in the skills and different things, you know, that interest you, because then that helps pull you into those different scholarships that are available.
Of course. And so, Cammie, I'm sure that this is on your website, right, azfoundation.org. Is there somewhere specific else they should go to register?
Yeah, for our event, you'll want to go to azfoundation.org/cash4FOR college. And make sure it's free to attend. We encourage parents and kids. Everybody can log in. Just make sure that you're registered. Last year, we had over $100,000 that were given to students for scholarships via our online portal. We have scholarships that are open to all students, and some, you know, like we said before, are specific to, you know, the different you know, the different types of education that you're looking for. But, you know, we just really want to get all the kids on there and families, because, you know what, we even have local scholarships that we're going to help promote too. So that helps me to lead into, if you have a business or a scholarship that you know that your organization has, I mean, you haven't heard from us, you know, you can contact our office, and that's at cfrost@azfoundation.org. And let us know what you have so we can get that in our digital book. We will provide a digital book that will offer the other local scholarships that are here in Yuma from local businesses. And we would love to help promote that for the students as well. And that will be available the day of our event.
Right. And so the event is Tuesday, January 26th at 5 o'clock.
And, you know, and in some ways I'm kind of sitting back going, oh, virtual. But in other ways, I feel like maybe some people could participate that might not ordinarily, you know, especially, I mean, this year with sports being canceled and things, it's not quite the same. But, you know, my son's sports, and he's in, you know, he's with the Yuma Heat, and he still has practices. And, you know, there's still music lessons going on, and there's still school going on. And ordinarily, I mean, kids are just so busy these days that being virtual maybe might make it easier for them to actually participate and watch the event. So maybe it'll be different, but maybe we'll actually have more participation.
Yeah, while the event was really fun being live and in person, we are really going to miss that whole face-to-face and being able to... The best thing about our event was to connect the donors with the students, and they could actually ask those questions in person.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, without having that, you know, we're doing the best that we can, you know, like we all are. And with COVID, just being able to extend our reach online, I mean, we're looking at it as a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that more people, and especially parents, you know, 5 o'clock, I mean, that's tough. A lot of people are just getting off work, but you could log on your phone and catch it, and it will be great. It will be great. I'm glad that our scholarship team, it's not just me, who's a newbie. it's actually, you know, our team that's been there for years, and they're going to step you through. So I just appreciate that as a parent, because nobody stepped me through an application with my daughter. And some of them can be a little perplexed and complex. And some of the questions that they ask, or even just the whole getting registered. I mean, it's
daunting
hard
at times, and particularly somebody that hasn't been through the process are going to need some assistance in those kinds of things. Heck, I need assistance.
Well, and I've been through the process, but it's been just a couple of years ago. I mean, you know, I went to college on a full ride scholarship, but, you know, that's been... Yeah, like 1989.
I went to college on a full cash scholarship.
Yeah.
I had to pay cash.
Yeah. and there weren't as many, you know, back then there weren't as many essay components or things like that. It was very much GPA and like your ACT or SAT.
Well,
things have changed quite a bit.
Those are always important.
But
there's a weight that goes into the need, at least depending on the scholarship. Now, you're handling more scholarships than just the ones that you guys fund.
Correct. Yeah.
So who decides the applicants that are going to be processed with a congratulatory letter?
Like
who sets down and goes through them and decides who gets...
Well, the local donors who have their scholarships...
will do those independently.
Right. They do those independently. And then... but I would be doing the presenting...
Okay, but who makes the decision? I mean, you will go through personally?
There's actually a team of people.
Because I'm taking you to lunch.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. We can work this out, right?
There's actually a team of vetters who actually go through once goes through, and then they narrow it down. So some of the scholarships actually require an additional couple questions.
Sure.
Yeah.
Beyond the universal application.
Exactly.
And quite often, those scholarships... will let you know what they're looking for. And if it's community activity, sports, whatever
right.
it is. And with the Caballeros, it was heavily weighted to community involvement.
Right.
Because that's what we were. But still, when it comes down to it, and you've got a bunch of people sitting around a table reading hundreds of applications, the ones that get your attention were the ones that were real people, lively, well-written.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't... when I say well-written, it's not novel. It's well written in that you showed your personality.
Exactly.
You showed your heart and what you want to do with your life.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the lives that want to be supported when you're saying, because it's still people that are going through these.
Right.
And so don't forget who your audience is when you're writing. It's not a machine.
Right.
It's going to be people.
Right.
So you want to touch people, then you make sure that it's easy to read. Because I've seen something look like a doctor did them. Like, what the heck?
Yeah. Well, and that's why it's really important, and we really encourage that it is the student that's actually writing, and we actually encourage that the student is the one that's actually...
Oh, it has
registered.
To be.
Oh, yeah, it has to be.
Yeah, it can't be the parent, but
they need help.
Yeah.
And there should be.
Right.
Oh, and all those things. Yeah, if it's the parent, I think that would show.
Yeah.
I think, well, and that's, you know, with Peyton's score, you know, he works at home, and as...
as we've proven last week, because Mom likes to talk for him. but I intentionally, like right now, you know, school has started. He's actually doing his stuff today. Well, I'm not even at home. I'm not even there to help him. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't submit it until evening after I've had it. It's something like an essay or something, mm-hmm. and I look it over. Because it has to be his words. It has to be what he thinks, and he's right. the one that has to learn it. Because, you know, he's the one, you know, wanting to be an aerospace engineer, he's the one passionate about aerospace engineering, not me.
Right. Well, and I think with anything, you know, like transitioning from high school parent to a college parent, you're really kind of non-existent as a parent for your mm-hmm. college student. And that was a real shock as a parent. I mean, my daughter is now a senior in college, mm-hmm. and I'm, you know, they don't allow you to really participate at all.
No, well, in fact, we had to, because he's in high school but taking college classes, mm-hmm. we had to do the FERPA form.
Yep.
So that I could actually commute. But even then, the professors, they won't talk. It's not like high school teachers. No. It'll, you know, if I call up the high school teachers and say, hey, you know, he what happened with this assignment or something like that, the professors are like, no, he's an adult.
Right. And so, you know, and I really feel for those who are first-generation college families,
mm-hmm.
because you really don't have a clue. There's just so many, you know, steps in the process that you're just so unaware of and unfamiliar with, and so you feel at a loss. And so that's where, you know, our video and that night, you know, of our event, you know, we're going to be stepping you through some of those things that will help you with other applications that you find.
Before someone fills out these applications, and I know you got the video and you're going to be going mm-hmm. through that at that point, I would assume everyone has got a scholarship is spelling out exactly what they want.
Well, not necessarily.
Nope.
No. I think, you know, some of them are just like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to college and I need to get money.
Well, no, I'm talking about the people the distributing the money.
They're
going to put down that, like, here's our goal. And this fund and it's set aside for. And sometimes people don't pay enough attention to that. I mean, they'll tell you what they're looking for. Give it mm-hmm. to them.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, and that's a good learning thing for the students because, you know, with my son, one of the things I've shown him, like, in school is how to read a grading rubric. Because especially in college, most professors are awesome about providing a rubric for especially major assignments. And I'm like, what you do after you've written out your assignment, you've completed your assignment, you go back to that rubric and you compare the rubric to your assignment to make sure you've fulfilled all of the requirements, just like I do when I'm writing a grant. If I'm trying to get a grant, same thing. I actually, after I've written everything, I go back and make sure that I've fulfilled all the things. Scholarships are really no different to all of those other things.
And you're so right. I was just sitting there thinking, you know, in most things that we do these days, I mean, are we really taking a second look?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important for the second look and then a fresh set of eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You just need a fresh set of eyes because maybe what you think that you were writing on is just really not what's being said.
And that's another reason why, to me, it's important to apply early.
Yes.
Basically, you know, if the scholarship deadline is tomorrow, then you're going to be rushed to finish it. But if mm-hmm. it's next week, then sometimes that fresh set of eyes can be your own because you could go ahead and fill it out today and then this weekend even yourself look at it again and you look at it differently. You know, that's, you know, one of those things the old English teacher's coming out and, you know, take a break from it, take a step back and look at it again.
Right.
And, you know, same thing. I mean, that's probably one of the reasons why, in part, it takes so long for me to write a grant. I usually take a good week to do it to make sure that I've filled everything out because I want to look at it over and over. And then on top of it, I have at least a second or a third set of eyes look at it.
Right. And after, I was just looking over my notes and just looking to encourage you also that to also have somebody who's willing to do a recommendation letter. For you as well.
Is that something you put down as a requirement? Or
no, it's not a requirement for all the scholarships, but they may ask for
them. And I guess I'm talking more about your universal application. Does not ask for them?
No.
Okay.
No. And you know what? You know, FAFSA is an important step, too, for most all mm-hmm. scholarships. But there's a lot of ours that do not require it, but I would still encourage you. I want to repeat that. Encourage you to still apply for the FAFSA. It's really important. For most other scholarships, we're not going to be the only one.
We should probably talk about that after the break because especially if you've got somebody that's going through this process the first time, they may hear FAFSA and not actually know what we're talking about. So we'll be back on that after this break, 560 KVLU.
Sprague Sports is you.
Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague's handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, exclusively offering Hercules tires. A new level of performance and versatility. All-weather on- and off-road strength and durability. More security, more control, more stability. Longer-lasting, outstanding warranty and road hazard protection. Get your Hercules tires at any of the four Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations. Or use the Tire Finder online at edwhiteheadstirepros.com to choose the perfect tire. Pay online and schedule your installation appointment. Free pickup and drop-off for a hassle-free experience. Guaranteed.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. And before we get back to this important information on cash for college and getting scholarships and everything, there's, of course, some things I want to talk about with the Chamber. And the Chamber, of course, everything's virtual, just like everywhere. But that doesn't mean we have stopped working. We're doing a lot of things right now. In fact, actually, we are quite busy in the office, and we do have some events coming up. Today we have, we're partnering with the city to do, if you want to do e-business with the city of Yuma, they're having a webinar this afternoon. As far as I know, it is not too late to sign up. So if you're interested in learning about their new software to do bids with the city, you can go on our website under events. It's there. It's also on our Facebook page, Yuma Chamber. Our website, of course, as always, is yumachamber.org. And we can't do mixers, but I like to have fun. I mean, and I still like to get together with everyone, even if it's virtually. So we are going to introduce our virtual mixer series. That is going to be starting next week, next Wednesday. We're doing our first one. It is Bingo and Beer, and it is sponsored by Tacos and Beer. And so basically what it is, we're going to let everybody introduce themselves. We'll be doing this good old Zoom. And I let everybody introduce themselves, and then we're going to play three rounds of bingo. And the winners of each of the rounds of bingo will actually get a $50 gift card for tacos and beer, thanks to them. And then on top of it, everyone that registers, you do have to pre-register. We have to know where to send your bingo card. But everyone that pre-registers will get one bingo card per game. But if you visit Tacos and Beer or order out or whatever between now and Monday, and you email me your receipt, my email address, in case you don't have it, is kimberly@yumachamber.org. If you email me your receipt from Tacos and Beer dated sometime between January 11th and January 18th, we will send you a second bingo card for every game. So you'll be able to have double the chances of winning. And then later on this month, we will also be doing another webinar. We're partnering with Arizona Retail Works. And it is going to be how to recruit and retain employees during the COVID-19 era, especially with the increases in unemployment, things like that, along with the challenges that employees are having with childcare and having students, you know, their students at home learning virtually. We know that there can be challenges in recruiting and retaining your employees. So they are going to be giving everyone tips for that. Of course, that always also is on yumachamber.org. And then, of course, I have to talk about the grant. The biggest thing we have going right now is that Shop Local campaign. And the biggest thing that we're looking for right now, the campaign is actually going to kick off February 1st. But we really want businesses to sign up. I mean, I don't care if we have 500 businesses in our list. That would be fabulous. But we really need businesses to, you have to sign up first. You can't participate in this Shop Local campaign if you haven't signed up. It is a very, very simple, like, six-question form, and the first two questions are, like, first name and last name. I mean, it's that simple. If you want to be considered to be one of our featured companies, we're going to do one a week. There's a couple extra questions. For example, how has the pandemic negatively affected your business? And it doesn't have to be, it's the same thing. It's kind of like those scholarship essays we've been talking about. It doesn't necessarily need to be, a 60-page narrative, a few sentences. I mean, for the most part, we know, but there could be circumstances that we don't know about that maybe has affected your business a little bit differently. And again, same thing. These are real people reading these. So just tell us a little bit about your business and a little bit about how the pandemic has affected you, and you'll be considered to be one of the 52 businesses that we are featuring. If you're looking for that, that also, of course, is at umachamber.org, but that is not under events. It's under our news section. And then the final thing that you'll find, recent thing that you'll find in our news section is, of course, hopefully most businesses know that the PPP loan process has opened up again. For first-time borrowers, it actually opened up on Monday, and it actually is opening today for people who already got a loan the first round. As of right now, they are only doing the community, the smaller community lenders. But we actually have all the details on umachamber.org, again, under news. It talks about what the qualifications are. We've got a list of lenders, basically everything that you need so that you can go ahead and apply for the PPP loan. So right now there's a lot of things on our website. Visit our website, both events and news, and everything there will be listed. And, of course, tune in to our Facebook Live for Good Morning Yuma this Thursday at 7 a.m. as well, where Arizona at Work will be talking about virtual business etiquette. So as you can see, even though everything's virtual, we're still out here plugging away, trying to make sure that our local businesses have everything they need to survive and even thrive during this pandemic. And so same thing with these college students, everybody going to college, we're trying to make sure they have everything they need to survive and thrive to pay for college, which brings us back to before the break, we were talking about the FAFSA. And I know that if you've not been through the process before, or if you've been through the process years ago like I was, now, fortunately or unfortunately, I went back to school a few years ago, so I have completed that FAFSA, several times, and I'm familiar with it. But it's at FAFSA.gov. I know the website, that'll tell you. But can you tell us a little bit more about... what do you know about the FAFSA? You clearly had a student recently, so right. I'm sure you filled it out yourself several times, just like I have for myself and will be doing for my own son.
It's definitely it's a requirement for most scholarships throughout the state.
And any financial aid for that matter.
Any financial aid. So if you have a financial need of any sort, I recommend that you get that FAFSA filled out. All the high school counselors can definitely help you. They all know that as well, and they can probably help step you through it. And just go online. There's lots of videos on YouTube as well to help step you through that process.
And they've made it a lot easier lately. I mean, one of the things, so keep in mind, it's any financial aid. So for the scholarships, a lot of times if it's based on need, they'll look at the FAFSA. But it's also how you would get any government funding. So Pell Grants or student loans, anything like that is what the colleges use. Mm-hmm. But when I say they've made it easier, you used to have to put in all of your tax information. And now if you have an account, with the IRS or whatever,
right.
It will actually pull in your tax information for you. So it doesn't take quite as long as it used to.
Right, that's a little scary.
A little scary.
Yeah, but it is very convenient instead of having to go look for your tax returns.
And then one of the things, especially with this year, that people need to keep in mind is it does pull your tax return from several years ago. I can't remember exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And circumstances have changed considerably.
Right.
And so with that, you would need to reach out to whatever college or university or technical school financial aid department to talk to them about getting it updated or amending it. To be based on your current situation if it has worsened during the pandemic. Yes. No, that is true. But and that might be something. So the scholarships that are need-based, if they're looking at the FAFSA, do you know, is that something that they can do as well? Because, I mean, clearly, you know, we've got a lot of people this year that were unemployed. And right. So clearly, if they're pulling the FAFSA from, say, 2017, because it is several, the IRS yeah. information from 2017, clearly their circumstances could have changed considerably from 2017 to 2020. Right. Do you know if the scholarships are doing that as well?
The scholarships, actually, there's questions in there asking.
Okay.
And especially with COVID, we have updated our application, so they are current as can be.
Perfect.
And so, you know, you have that opportunity to explain how COVID has affected you and, mm-hmm. Your finances. So, I would definitely recommend that those are definitely some criteria. And you'll get prompted in our application as well.
Right, because that was something that surprised me the first time I did the FAFSA. Like, I thought it was going to be my current tax information. And right. No, it pulled it from like 3 years ago. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah, it's such a different snapshot of your finances.
It can be, you know. And in some ways it could be better that they use an old one. Because if you've been steadily getting wage increases or that kind of thing,
right.
It's better. But... this year, a lot of people's circumstances have not taken a turn for the better. And
I think our youth, I mean, they're really good at, and this isn't a negative way, it's in a positive way, they're good at storytelling. It's really kind of promoted now, I think, mm-hmm. amongst the younger generation, is to be a good storyteller. And that's really pretty much what you need to do as, you know, when you're applying for these scholarships. It's like, tell us what's going on. You know, that's your only opportunity for someone who doesn't know you. You're putting yourself out there. So, I mean, if there's things going on in the home, maybe you're a caregiver, maybe there's someone sick at home, that will drastically impact, mm-hmm. you know, the way your application is looked at. Because we don't know. This is your only opportunity mm-hmm. to put your best foot out there. So we do go over all that. And again, so we encourage, you know, registering that night to attend, just so that we can help take those frustrations and those, you know, we don't know what to do. Questions off your mind. And adults can apply.
Oh,
so
good.
Anybody, anybody wanting to go to college, so let me clarify that, can apply. Yeah.
I need to go, but of course I want to go in. I'm not really wanting to go for just internet type college.
And also, there are some students who have been awarded, so some questions have popped up, you know, well, what happens if I need to take some time off? There are some scholarships that are allowing you to put a pause on that and still
keep your
scholarship.
When should they be applying? Are these juniors and seniors? Should they apply earlier?
Yeah, these would be, right now, this would really focus more on seniors.
Seniors.
But we encourage juniors, I mean, families who want to get that jump start. I really promote that. I think that's super important to just be ahead of the game and kind of know what's expected. Because our digital book that will be available at the end of our presentation that night, some of the local scholarships, they do offer things for other ages.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But like for ACF, most of our donors, it is for college or people who are currently in college or wanting to extend their college education.
Now, you're fairly new to Arizona Community Foundation.
Correct.
I know you say ACF, but I'll spell it out. But where'd you come from?
I came from Southwestern Christian School. I was there for 16 years handling their scholarships. And,
okay.
I was an officer.
So you were already well-versed?
Yes.
In the scholarship program?
Yeah.
And why did you move to ACF? Was that you saw they needed some help?
Yeah, just a different opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah, and to work on my, you know, it's a strength
well,
and...
Well, they're lucky to have somebody with experience, but ACF does a lot more than just scholarships.
Yes, we've been helping through the pandemic. We actually got the COVID relief money for the city, and we helped facilitate that with the applications and the disbursements.
So you focus as a money girl, then?
I'm a money girl.
I'm a money girl.
Under the direction of Veronica Shore, she is my director. So,
right.
We're gonna change her name tag. It's gonna put money girl on it. I'm sure Veronica would love it.
That's not a bad one.
Yeah.
that's your focus. So you've been filling out government forms forever, which is that a rewarding thing for you?
Well, I wouldn't say.
But it does make me feel good to be able to help others.
Right.
Get what they need.
That's where the rewards. Word isn't necessarily filling out the forms, I would say. Although,
but understanding how it works.
I say once you get the process and the rhythm.
Right.
You understand how the government thinks, which is scary.
It is scary.
But
that's very scary, actually. Yeah.
But it is possible.
Yeah.
to do that, but it's a skill set that's really needed because there's so many nonprofits and government agencies and all that works on what you do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They don't exist without grants, scholarships, and funding that has to be applied for, and you have to know. Exactly the wherewithal, or at least to how to get into those offices.
Exactly. And it's definitely a value add.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Some of them don't operate without.
Oh, dear. With that, it's time for another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. If you ever get annoyed,
given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE. That's 1-833-317-4673. Or visit calhope.org to talk to someone who can help. Hope will persevere.
They held your hand on the first day of school. They've been there for every important milestone in your life. Now it's your turn to be there for them. As the area's only non-for-profit hospice, Hospice of Yuma works to ensure that your loved one receives the quality care and attention they deserve. If you have a family member diagnosed with a terminal illness and are feeling overwhelmed, we want you to know that you and your family are not alone. The community's best hospice care provider is only one call away. For more information, contact Hospice of Yuma. Your community, your hospice. If you ever get annoyed, give me a pills and boys. I love to
work at nothing all day. And I've been taking care of business. And you're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. And we are back with Cammy Frost with the Arizona Community Foundation. Actually, it's the Arizona Community Foundation, at least of Yuma, right? But you guys cover more than Yuma, clearly. We've been talking about the COVID funding, and these scholarships are a lot of them statewide, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we have different affiliate offices all over the state.
Right, mm-hmm. And of course I was talking about technical education because I was just telling Russ that my son who kept telling me aerospace engineering all of a sudden said, you know, Mom, I think I want to take a welding class. I think I want to maybe I would like to be a welder. All of a sudden I'm like, you know what? And same thing. I'm so glad that technical education is included in this because I've always told my son I don't care what it is you do. I don't care if you go to college or a university or if you go to a technical school and learn a trade. I just want you to have a skill that's going to give you a career as opposed to a job every day. I mean, that's what we all have, you know, and that's how to be successful.
I'm still trying to figure it out.
I know. Well, you know what? I always swore up and down that, I mean, you know, I love my dad. I talk about my dad on a regular basis, but I think it, even in his 70s, he hasn't figured out what he wants to be when he grows up yet.
That's a good place to be.
Yeah, it probably is. And so he did a little of everything. Everybody probably thinks I'm making it all up that my dad, you know, because he was part of the local community theater troupe, was actually president for a while, but also was an EMT and a volunteer fireman and a truck driver and a...
Oh, wow. Well, he was testing everything.
He was checking it out. He sold cars for a few years. I mean, it was like, I think he just, I think... Like a lot of people, he likes to be learning new things. I mean, I always want to be learning new things.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Russ, you're talking about going back to school. You want to be learning new things, clearly.
Well, yeah, us old people. We need to keep the neuroplasticity going and keep the brain working. Yes.
I mean, yeah. I mean, so it's just kind of one of those things as a lifelong learner. Sometimes that happens. You decide that you want to...
I'm still a student.
Yeah, I think we all are.
We all are.
I think so. But so...
So people, I want to make sure that people understand that. So old people like Russ, I'm going to give him a hard time, should attend too, because there's money for them as well. It's not just, you know, everybody thinks scholarships and they hear college and they think high school seniors.
Well, and that depends on the funding and everything, or some of them are specifically.
Of course.
For high school, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to get a scholarship to the Air Force Academy. I mean, there's an age limit.
Well, but you can try.
No, I won't even. Now, Cammy, before you started doing this, you were actually working in the school with the kids.
Well, I was the office manager.
So
I helped with report cards and, you know, the business.
But you helped with scholarships back then?
Yes.
Now, did you actually get to work with any of the kids as they, I mean, did they come to you with questions or were you removed from
them? Well, because the school that I worked at is K-8. So it wasn't high school, so they were actually Arizona State Tax Credit scholarship.
So you worked through that end of it.
So you still have to apply, and there's many different organizations with applications, and so parents
and,
are...
And the reason I ask, I really haven't found too many motivated junior seniors that without some discussion and prodding and reminding that there is a future in front of you and it doesn't involve just... You know, whatever you're into, you know, whether it's cell phones or
video games
and stuff like that, there's there's other things in there, and it's not first nature. Mm-hmm. Is this going to spend time with parents? I mean, I imagine parents are at these.
Yes. Well, I have had a few already call me.
Okay.
So that's what I'm here for, too, is to help guide and direct them through the application process and just if they have questions in general, you know, just how to help their student with their application.
And most parents aren't necessarily equipped. We have, particularly in Yuma, we have a lot of first time that attend college. I'm one of those. I was the first in my family to attend college, so I couldn't go to my parents and say how do I do this?
Sure.
You know, there had to be other mentorship, and there's other people that would help in those things.
Right.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
That we have.
Well, we're hoping. You know, with COVID, I know that there's been a lot of. It's been difficult for the counselors at the high schools to be able to communicate because it's hard enough online. They're spending enough time online, just doing their general studies, and so we've been collaborating with the counselors, giving them information to help them.
Okay.
And they're really good. They're really good, but you know, it does take initiative on both sides.
Well, and that's what my son's school. I love they've changed it. They don't have guidance counselors. He has a learning success coach.
It's still a guidance counselor.
She's absolutely a guidance counselor.
Okay,
but he looked at it differently.
I know.
A different title.
And so he looked at it as, she's here to help me be successful, both in high school and as far as like what I'm going to do after high school because of her title.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't even given that a thought. I mean, yes, I can see what she does. She's a guidance counselor, which is great. But I think kids today don't necessarily as much understand.
Well, I think that's any age.
Well, that's true.
Kids, you know, way back in my time, I didn't have an understanding of where it was going. And it took mentorship to get that done. Do we talk about, I mean, do you get involved at all talking about like AWC and the opportunities there, even if it's not a scholarship, the reimbursement programs and things?
Yeah,
That's not part of this. But
yeah, it's not part of this, but I know that the counselors do advocate that a lot.
And I mean, we have such great deals, and I know, politically there's an advocacy for let's make college free for everybody, which I question that, but AWC has essentially done that but there's a price to pay, and that price is you finish.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's not a bad price.
Yeah.
I like the motivation. That you do finish, and then it's a reimbursement program, and go on to finish a four-year degree, or to start it at least.
Yeah, and I like how they kind of promote that in the very beginning.
Yeah.
It's like, this is what you're going to do, and then you're going to go to this after.
Right.
That's one of the very first things I learned moving to Yuma. I mean, that's actually one of the... I think back in September when I moved here and started, that was one of the very first things I was like... Oh my gosh, kid! Guess what? You're going to AWC because we can get it reimbursed.
it's a great start.
Yeah,
for anybody to part. I mean, and most kids don't know not only what they really want to do, but where they really want to go. I mean, they may have some school in mind based on something they read on a bumper sticker.
Oh, sure.
AWC's
been great. I mean, they have really inserted themselves to encourage these kids to get started way early, way earlier than I ever did when I went to school. I mean, they're doing more dual credit classes, you know, for sophomore, junior, seniors than I've ever seen.
Right.
And I think that that has, you know, a lot of pluses because it's just propelling them. It's just launching them into continuing.
They're such a big community asset. I would like to say they get overlooked. They don't get overlooked. I think most people understand it, but sometimes there's a stigma that, well, no, I'm going to a real college or something. Well, guys.
Yeah. They are a real college. There's no question.
Let's see you get through this, okay?
Well, it's good that the transition was so seamless that they didn't feel as though they were actually in college, but you are.
Yeah, and you know, and I, you know, have had the opportunity to tour their facilities and go through the facilities, but they'll do it for anybody. I got it as being part of the chamber, but clearly, I mean, a student can go out, and they have excellent facilities. They rival university. I mean, they've got universities there. There's universities on campus. So
Correct. There's partnerships going on.
Exactly.
So it's not just an end of the community college. I mean, that's a beginning.
Yeah.
And so are there scholarships specific to AWC? I mean, like, do you know
if
there's...
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
They have their own foundation.
Yeah.
I know they do. I just met as part of this program.
Absolutely.
And so that's, I mean, there's lots of opportunities. I mean,
no football scholarships for AWC.
Well, yeah.
Just thought I'd point that out.
Got it. Got it. Okay.
Well, they used to be.
Well, you know, it is what it is. You know, like most parents, though, I'm kind of sitting back. I mean, I realize there are a lot of parents not that way that are very sports-minded, but I'm like, no, you're going to college to get an education. If you play a sport in college, it's great. And if it helps pay for college, even better. But you're going to college to because, again, I said, I don't care what you learn or what you do, but I want you to have a career when you get out.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, I want to encourage those who also want to go to, you know, like we were talking about earlier, technical schools, you know.
Right.
Like they want to go to beauty school. They decide they want to be a cosmetologist. You know, it's just any of those. You know, any of your interests, you need to attend our class on January 26th at 5 o'clock and just hear.
And bring mom and dad.
Absolutely. And just a lot of opportunity to learn how to fill out these applications. And I can't stress that enough. And you also need community service. We didn't really talk a lot about that, but community service is really important with any application that you fill out, whether it's with us.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to see, how are you integrating? What are you doing? What are you doing to give back?
Mm-hmm.
What's something above, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of applications will be looking for that as well. So if you haven't gotten the community service hours
and some kids have an advantage, you know, belonging to a church or something that requires it.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter went to the Catholic high school, which not only required community service from her, but from the parents.
Yes, right.
So I just did the announcing on the sports field because I just talked.
Nice. Yeah.
Right. But there are other places to do it. I mean,
of course, anybody can.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But not every parent's going to think of that.
Right.
And then where are you getting that information to start it up?
Mm-hmm.
But there's things to volunteer all over this.
There's things to volunteer, and then it can be even, I mean, in some cases, simpler than that. You know, my son actually, in lieu of birthday parties, when he had his birthday parties, in lieu of birthday presents, would have people bring dog food and dog treats that we donated to a local dog shelter.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be something that's overly time-consuming.
Right.
It can be... you just need to show that you have a giving personality.
Absolutely.
And that always is funny how much that has brought people's attention. So really quick, January 26th, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, visit azfoundation.org/cashforcollege.
Mm-hmm.
And be sure to attend. If you've got anybody thinking about going to school, and like we talked about technical schools as well, be sure to attend. You'll also be getting a virtual booklet when you're done. So thank you so much, Cami, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And you've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
No. preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 hour air conditioning... Yuma.